Yeah.
He's here tonight, and he plays acoustic guitar and sings, and he also plays with Meatloaf and the Shondells, who don't work together.
No, not anymore. Anyway.
Did they ever?
Who knows? It's possible. Know.
Back in those days, nobody knew anybody. Yeah. We didn't know what we were doing anyway. So, are you a big rock and roll fan? I never knew that.
Yes. I mean, I'm terrible with names because I'm so dyslexic. I can't remember any, or can't. I have to give everything nicknames. But yes, in fact, I was looking to see if we were talking about Les Paul in the break, who recently passed away. And someone was telling me a story a few months before he passed away. Someone had a guitar in their garage. They sold it in a guitar sale for like $10, and it turned out to be a Les Paul from I think between 1967 and 71. It was worth $500,000 apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And so
who said that?
My brother-in-law told me this story, and he's in.
Yeah. Well, I have a Les Paul guitar, which he gave me, and it's an acoustic guitar. Before the log, he gave one to Frank Sinatra and another one to me. And I don't tell anybody it's worth $500,000. I don't think it is.
It's worth a lot.
But if it is,
it's worth a lot.
I'm moving back into the neighborhood.
I was just at the Rock Hall of Fame actually, and they have an exhibit of Les Paul.
Yeah, which he moved mine out of the way to put up.
Really?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, now you have to go in the men's room and push the blower to hear my tapes.
Oh, that's what that was.
That's it. Yeah, Les donated all of that a couple of years ago.
Yeah. It was a good exhibit.
Significant contribution, And to Smithsonian, plus he has a museum in Wisconsin as well.
It's amazing to think that originally his guitars didn't take off at all. People weren't interested in it, and all of a sudden, boom.
Well, everything's about marketing. You have to market everything in this country. Nothing appears on the shelves without somebody marketing it.
Mm.
And you need to have a plan. You need to pay money and promote it. You know that.
Yeah.
That's why your movies aren't being made today.
That's true. Actually, most movies, the first thing is about the marketing. How do we market the movie? That's the first question you get. Not, is it a great script?
Mm-hmm.
Not even sometimes who's attached to it. How do we market it?
It's the same thing in the music business, too.
Yeah.
Same exact thing. Mm-hmm.
You'd be a toy at Burger King faster than you will have a movie.
Yeah. if they know you can be the toy at Burger King, you'll get the movie.
Right.
The formula's changed now. It used to be you make a movie, you get a toy. Now it's can we get the toy and then you can become a movie.
Well, the disease is all or nothing. That's why. It's all or nothing.
Which, like stand-up, I mean, one of my pet peeves about stand-up is it's very... I mean, I love doing stand-up. And now, the business model used to be you were good stand-up and you got recognized and then you started to do TV and films. Now, it's you have to do TV and films in order to get stand-up gigs.
Yeah.
It's so difficult to get gigs. I mean, L.A. is... You know, void of most comedy clubs. I mean, there's a handful. New York is actually a better comedy venue, but still, a lot of the formula is reversed. So it gets frustrating at times.
Marianne Schellberg was just here a little bit ago, and she's a stand-up comic, but not really. She's a producer. She produced a few shows, Caroline Rhea's show. You know, did you know that?
Yeah.
And she produced Donnie Deutsch, which I think we mentioned on the air when she was here. But she also has won a competition for stand-up. So a producer becoming a stand-up comic, people can't make a living doing one thing sometimes.
No, what was funny was I kind of kept it low. The films I've been involved with, and as comedians started to find out, they're like, why are you doing this? Because I started doing comedy a few years ago after I'd already had a writing career, and they're like, why are you doing this? I'm like, because I don't get enough punishment writing by myself alone in a room. I need people not laughing and.
Well, I did two movies this year.
Did you?
Really? Yeah.
I did Aaron Bacon, which is a serious movie about a kid who dies in a wilderness camp, and it's well received. I mean, it won film festival awards. It got that far anyway.
Right.
It's very well done. The direction is great.
Did you enjoy your movie and your part? Did you
very
you
much? I it's a serious role. Right. You know, I mean, I'm mean-spirited and the villain in the play, but it comes off.
But see, you know what's great about that? I have a theory about it. As a director, I want to cast a villain. I want a nice person to play the villain because it becomes a rounded character. It's not just a caricature. So that's actually, you know.
So that's what happened. I seduced the people into sending their kid to camp and then killed him.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. But there was a check involved.
Right.
And then the other movie I did was Sold Out Comedy, which is the black encounter, you know, with all those black comics, and I'm the white guy challenging them, saying, oh, dang, do black comedy. No. But it was, and that was last week at the Friars. They showed that thing at the Radio and TV Museum.
How'd you like how it came out? Were you happy with it?
Yeah, and I was in the back of the auditorium. I was watching everybody laugh at how silly I was.
Sometimes, I mean, I wrote a movie. I used a pseudonym because the movie was so bad, so bad, beyond bad.
And you wrote it?
I was one of the writers on it. Then it was rewritten, which often happens. But John Bon Jovi plays the lead, and it's a comedy. Now, in all due respect to John, who's a super nice guy, mm-hmm. not exactly comedy chops. So the casting in the beginning. But
he's cute.
He's a good-looking man, you know?
Yeah.
If I was gay, I'd be all over him.
Well, the straight people like him, too.
I might go there if he wanted to.
He speaks very highly of you.
He was so... what I heard was they had a screening for CAA and all these studios to buy and release it. And my understanding is he was so upset that he threw down a book and walked out within the first 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. And that happens sometimes. You see the work and you just go, what happened? Yeah. I kind of knew it was going to be bad when I read the final
script. He wouldn't be doing that with his Les Paul guitar.
No, definitely not.
Because Gibson would not replace it, that's why. John is a good artist.
Yes.
And
he's a well-rounded artist.
Yeah, he's a good artist.
And you know what? And a smart guy. I mean, a really smart
and charitable
guy.
You know,
yes.
Peter Wietfall, who had Samsung for years, marketing Samsung, now he's the president of GE Technologies. Peter had put rock and roll and sports together. That was his trick. And he did a lot of fundraising with that. He's also on the Guardian Angels committee, you know, chairman of one of those committees for Curtis Sliwa. And he does a lot of really good things with giving money to education. Mm-hmm. He took all the NFL heroes and the Hall of Fame and put them all in one room to sign footballs to sell for camps for mm-hmm. kids.
You know, John is very philanthropic.
John's involved in what they call the Four Seasons of Hope.
Yes, uh-huh. I've heard about that.
And that's Peter Wietfall.
He's also very politically involved as well.
Yeah, I mean, and truth is, no, Steve Martin couldn't have made that script funny. You know, Eugene Levy, there was no one who could make that part funny. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't there on the page.
Yeah.
And if it's not there, it's not going to happen. I've never read a bad script that ever became a good movie. I've read great scripts that
became bad movies
for various reasons. Scripts. I mean, I wish critics would actually sometimes read the scripts so they don't blame the writer.
It's the same thing with books, too. You mean, read a great book and you go see the movie.
Right.
The movie is absolutely horrible.
Oh, I don't know about you guys. I never had a bad show.
We'll be right back. Certainly not this one.
Be right back on the Joey Reynolds Show live from New York.